Oh, absolutely, and I think they've got a good. They've always had good youth teams, and you know they've got a good academy there. And whoever you put up against, you have to play. You know, it's 11 players against 11, and no matter who it is, you know, the goalkeeper and Loughton and these players, you know, they're extremely good players. And again, when they made the changes second half, a few more names that came on, you could tell, you know, the quality is there for all to see. You know, there'd be one or two on there that people won't know names of, but we'll have seen them tonight. And like I said, they're fantastic footballers. Mm. All can handle the football in tight areas, which we saw for their first goal. The pleasing thing for us was we kept our shape and discipline and stopped that flow and found a way to, you know, to hit them on the break as well.
In terms of the intensity, do you feel it's stepping up now, game by game, session by session? Do you feel you're really getting towards peak fitness for the start of the campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the game on Saturday against Leeds in very hot conditions, I was watching from the sides and I could tell it was a real tempo because the players were, you know, obviously with the heat and everything, gasping for a drink and stuff. So, the intensity's cranked up again. Good games to play, aren't they? You know, against Aston Villa, like I said, we're good players. We set our own tempo, but sometimes teams will play with their tempo. You know, you have to step up to it, and I thought we did that tonight. And it's nice to win a game of football. You know, that's our last game. We now got 10 days. You know, good preparation. You know, where we can, you know, really finally nail down things for the Orient game.
You mentioned Leeds there. Got to ask you about your teammate Liam Cooper. He's today been the reported interest of two bids from Leeds, both rejected by the football club, but to have one of your teammates been linked with a Championship club, you must know what he's all about to be able to be linked with them.
You know, Liam, you know, probably I don't think there are many better left-sided centre-halves in, you know, certainly that I've played against in the bottom two divisions over the year, last few years. You know, he's young, he's hungry, he's got fantastic left foot, reads the game fantastically well. And what will be, you know, he's what you want to see, well, what I want to see, certainly at my age, and is lads that really want to achieve something, really want to progress themselves, and whether that's doing well with a football club like he did last season, you know, getting in team the PFA team of the year, winning a Championship medal. If people progress, you know, that's what football is all about. You know, he's a fantastic player. I want him in my team, you know, but if he moves on, you know, he moves on and he'll deserve it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because you want him in your side so you can be successful with him, but then you wouldn't begrudge a friend to move on to a higher level and go and try and achieve something there.
No, obviously, it's very difficult for me to say what's happening because I don't know. All I know is the bids being turned down, so, you know, he's still our player.
Looking forward to the season now then, raring to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's my 20th pre-season. I've just almost got out of the way. I don't know whether I can class this pre-season's finished yet or not. You'll have to ask Shinner on that. But yeah, you know, 20th year as a professional player. So I'm just delighted and, you know, got good 60 minutes in us tonight. So that's great.
20th and not the last.
Hope not, no.